T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-Star games are going to start to take place. One of the first ones coming out of the gate will be this Thursday at Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, the annual BCAA game. And certainly they do things right every year. It doesn't matter what sport, but especially football, there's a big banquet on Wednesday evening for the cheerleaders and the coaches and the players in the game. And Sean Serra, who is the director of athletics and student activities, is always, along with Rocky Gillis, spearheading everything that goes on there. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time. A little change of venue at the last moment, but nevertheless, we're ready for a big game on Thursday and a tremendous banquet on Wednesday.
Yes, we are. And Larry, thanks for having us on the show. As you know, going back 26 years ago when you were a part of starting this along with Damian Hutnoff and Don Cifra, and Mike Rowland, Pete Massey, and Rocky Gillis, this is something that we've been waiting 2 years for. Last time we played was on 2019, and Wednesday we're going to have a great banquet, as you mentioned, and really honor and celebrate the accomplishments of the young men and women that are going to be out there on Thursday and competing at a very high level.
You know, Sean, this game, when it started, and I remember at least the first 10 to 15 years, these kids were fighting over each other if they weren't on the team. And, the one thing last week I noticed that some of that fire starting to come back a little bit. A lot of these kids had more than a week of practice. I think that the kids that are playing in the game are just, especially in this day and age, and you would think, especially with the lack of scholarship opportunities and visibility to coaches, that you would want to, compete in a game. And I see that more this year, that a lot of the kids that I saw that day are, they want this because this is their future. I mean, this could, you never know who's going to be watching or what happens in a practice or a game. It's become that important. And I know these kids, especially on Wednesday, when their families get an opportunity to see a lot of what they've done and hear a lot of what they've done from the coaches and from their fellow players, I think they learn to appreciate what this event is a lot more about. And then obviously the game on Thursday night, which is always ultra competitive, and it brings out the best of the BCAA.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, with the transfer portal, seniors probably need these all-star games more than ever. And I do see the fire coming back. We're proud to say as of today, we got all 33 schools represented, and it's just going to be a great opportunity to not only maybe potentially play their last high school football game, but showcase their talents, because we are going to have some college coaches on the sidelines watching, as you know, and they could take this opportunity to impress. But if not, it will be a long-lasting memory that hopefully they'll hold in high regard for years to come.
Yeah, no doubt. Sean Serra is joining us. He's the Director of Athletics and Student Activities for the BCAA. And certainly, Sean, when you take a look at not only this game, but a lot of the other events that are held throughout the course of the year for both the young men and the young women, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, because of the fact there's a lot of attention paid to them in all sports, with all-star games, with college recruiting-type fairs that we've been able to, have. have down here. Talk about that, because I think that the equality is crazy good, because, I mean, you know, nobody, women's sports can say, hey, the men are getting more. Here, you guys have had things. Everybody's equal. Everybody gets the same treatment. It's awesome. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I really credit Damian Huttenhoff for this vision, but we have 43 special events, as you mentioned, that we put on, from all-star games to Big Eight tournaments to recruiting showcases, scholarship banquets, just could go on and on. And it really gives us that chance to just get the schools together in a non-competitive, non-drama way, and really have an opportunity to just celebrate the kids and really dive into, creating and lasting memories. So, we also partner with the Orange Bowl, as you know, and we have the football showcase that's going to be coming up. And then also, for the first time, the Orange Bowl is sponsoring a boys and girls showcase for basketball. So the football will be in February, and the basketball showcases will be in March. And the Orange Bowl is incredibly, committed to helping these young men and women get scholarship opportunities and get seen, so hopefully they can further their education while playing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great idea. It's great partnerships. And like we said, I mean, you take a look at a lot of these kids, especially from the football standpoint, the talent that's come out of Broward County and the BCA over the years is mind-boggling. And certainly with Cardinal Gibbons and certainly St. Thomas Aquinas still alive and kicking, for state titles, it gives the BCA a lot of recognition, especially as the host of this year's large school football state championships. Briefly talk about that, because I think that's important too, that we finally got that down here, state championships, and we get a really good group of people with, like yourself and Rocky, have an opportunity to run this. Talk about that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to give credit to Mike Sophia and his team for having the vision from the Greater Fort Lauderdale group to wanting to host, and then the FHSA being open-minded coming down here, because, as you know, a lot of teams in the past years have come from South Florida and competed in this game. Also give credit to Inter-Miami. They got a great ownership group that wants to give back to the community but also bring people to the area. So, this is a great opportunity to keep some of our teams close to home and really draw some amazing crowds. That's the one thing that we've noticed we're still in the pandemic, but, the last couple of years we haven't been able to get out much, and we've been setting record attendance numbers this year with people, getting out and supporting high school sports, which is, something that you and I are constantly trying to reinforce and really give the community something that they'd be proud of.
Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff. Thursday night, 7:00, Dillard High School, Fort Lauderdale, BCA All-Star Game. Good stuff. We're looking forward to it. Competitive game. Sean, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sean Serra, Director of Athletics and Student Activities for the BCA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.